Tune in to the Family Industrial Complex podcast here on Revolution Radio, Studio B, every Wednesday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Get fit, empowered, physically, mentally, and spiritually.
What is real anymore? It's time to pull back the curtains of reality and explore life in the hologram. We've unlocked our library hidden deep within the Matrix and are ready to take you on a tour of the cosmos. Come in as we discuss everything from spirituality. Psychics. Healers. Ghosts. As well as UFOs. And the unknown. It's time to forget what you think you know and explore life in the hologram.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. It's a good something somewhere in the world as we speak. And welcome to Life in the Hologram on the Revolution Radio Network. And just a reminder, we are all listener supported. So get on the Revolution Radio website and donate. That'll keep us here on the air. So how's the world with Caroline? It's Madeline and Caroline. Or Madeline and Caroline.
Madeline. How are you, Madeline? How's your week?
I don't know. I think something's really strange going on. I don't know what it is. I think it must be some planetary thing, or I think I read somewhere about Pluto or whatever.
It went retrograde, right? Pluto? Went retrograde.
Something went but somewhere.
Jupiter, like, there's always something going on astrologically, but I think it's the bigger picture. Well, astrologically, it's supposed to be the bit, but I think politically, there's a lot of stuff, you know? There seems to be a lot of stuff going on. We had I call him useless, but his name is Yusuf. He resigned. He stepped down. He was the unvoted leader of Scotland. He was the one who had announced that we would welcome all refugees. So he's gone. He's no longer. So we have a dwindling Scottish Nationalist Party who have less and less support, it seems. Whereas initially, 14 years ago, when they actually got in power, it was because they had managed to convince people that independence was the way to go. And the one thing that I won't forgive them for is they targeted our young. And they basically, for the age of 16, they were paying them, I think it was like 30 quid a week, like to kind of keep them in school, and they changed the voting age from 18 to 16. And yeah. But the thing about it was they had filled them full of propaganda in that 11 years of school. And I mean, I wasn't here for 30 years. I would come back like vacation. I would bring my daughter to spend time with her grandparents. I wanted her to know, the Scottish people. She loved the Scottish. Scottish people are great. They're really some of the best people, I think, in the world. And they're also some of the craziest people in the world. Like,
don't single them out of the crowd. I kind of think it's an all culture.
I think it is.
And more every day.
Yeah, it's so localized.
It's like, oh my God, what's crazy, wrong with crazy. These people?
Yeah, crazy's crazy. But what happened was the kids don't know anything about their history. You know, like they didn't.
They
knew nothing. So, like, whatever the Scottish Nationalist Party chose to tell them, they were kind of, they thought they were great. Like, they were giving them money, they were letting them vote at 16. So, yeah, yeah. So we have quite a mess here, but we have a mess that is it can be cleaned up. I think it's already started. The cleanup started. So, but you know. I still don't want to be here, Madeline. You know? I still...
I do.
You know that. You know that. Like, it is so abrasive, like, living here. That's the only way I can describe it. Like, I really, really... I did my best, like, to just keep going and keep kind of being positive. I walk a lot. I've been walking miles lately.
I'd like to walk.
How is your legs, Madeline? How are you doing? How's your feet? How's your legs?
Oh, my God. I just bought another pair of shoes today. Mm-hmm. Well, I bought two pairs of shoes. This pair came. I put them on, and it's like, oh, these things hurt my feet. So they're going back. Hopefully, the pair of shoes that's coming tomorrow won't.
Yeah.
They're going back.
They're very comfortable, and you just like you're walking on air, man. Man.
Yeah, man. I'd like to walk on air and keep walking.
You know, walking on clouds. Yeah. You know, I wanted to ask you about that. When did this start with you?
I really don't know. It could have been years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been complaining that my feet and my legs hurt for years.
Okay.
But no one ever, it was just, oh, your feet and legs hurt. Oh, okay. Mm. No one ever. And then I thought, oh, it must be, because sometimes when I put like spongy shoes on,
mm-hmm.
then my feet would really hurt because I worked on concrete for many years.
Yeah.
And then I stood for many years doing massage.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. You know, it could have started back then, and then it was just little hints that something was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't put it together that you have clogged arteries.
No.
Mm-mm. And then when I went to the foot doctor, then he says, you know, he was touching around. No, it happened when I went to the hospital for a day. They said, well, your legs are cold. I says, you're crazy. My legs aren't cold. And then I put my hand down. It's like, oh, yeah, my legs are cold.
Wow. So that would have been circulation, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So then when I went to the foot doctor, then he was checking me out, and he's there, can you feel this? It's like, no, not really. And then he said, well, you need to go see so-and-so and so-and-so. And then the adventure began.
So when was that? When was the hospital?
September.
It was
September, because I take care of my little great-grandchildren.
That's right. Yeah.
And I noticed that in the summer in the pool, when I would walk backwards,
mm-hmm.
like my calf and my shin would hurt. And it's like, what the heck is this about? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I wasn't having any problems walking or anything like that. It was just that when I walked backwards, my calf muscle and my shin would really hurt. It's like, what's happening here?
Yeah.
So then when Emmett went back to school and Josh and I would walk up to the bus stop, one day, it's like, I got to the bus stop, but my legs hurt so bad, it's like, am I getting back home? Because my legs really hurt. And that's where I noticed that there was an issue.
Mm-hmm. So that
of some sort, but I couldn't quite put my finger on what the issue was
mm-hmm.
until I went to the foot doctor.
Have you had any relief? Since then, is there been any?
I was I started taking some supplements and it seemed like the pain went away. But then, you know, as I read more and more and more, then I would buy this supplement and that supplement. And I take hands full of supplements, hoping that this will go, because there is a way to, I mean, look, you know as well as I do, if they can put a rocket ship in orbit, they certainly have a cure for clogged arteries.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm right there with you.
They have a cure for all of this stuff, only they're not letting you know what it is. So, you know, through, I'm just plodding along, trying to figure out what the combination is that will alleviate the issue.
Mm-hmm. So you say that in the beginning you were taking something and it alleviated it. And then do you remember what you were taking?
No, I think maybe it was some kind of nerve formula, and maybe I should. I know it had alpha lipoic acid in it and maybe B6 and B12 and a couple different things for your nerves. But then I listened to this doctor, I think his name is Mullen, and he said to take beet juice.
Yeah, beets are great. Mm-hmm.
And lemon juice, mm-hmm. and put a little honey in it and then mix it up. And then drink that throughout the day.
Mm-hmm. Have you been doing that?
And then just keep drinking. Yeah.
Yeah. I love beets. I love pickled beets and juice. I love the juice. I love them all. Yep.
And then the nannocanese is supposed to help clear out your arteries too.
What is that? What is the?
It's like a soybean derivative. And that also is to help take some of the stuff from the COVID, if you took the COVID shot.
Mm-hmm. You didn't though, right?
Oh, no.
No. Me neither. Yeah.
Absolutely not. I think when it first came out, you know, they always say, do you want a flu shot? No. And then they came, I said, no, you know better. You know I don't take shots.
Yeah.
It's like, absolutely not. I mean, you're poisoning us through the air, through the food.
Through the water, yeah.
do I need a direct hit? Yeah. No, I don't.
Yeah. I know. Enough already. You know, I had remembered, I had actually not forgot about it, but I had kind of rehashed it. And it was when I had my daughter, I mean, literally hours after she was born, I was sitting there in my arms, and one of the nurses or the midwife had came up to me and she says, Caroline, you have no immunity to measles. And I looked at her and I was like, what? Yeah, dear. I had measles. I had the German measles. I had measles. I had chicken pox. I had mumps. I had it all. Because my brother and my sister, we all got it at the same time. And I remember my mom used to put us on the big couch with the blankets and all that and the hot water bottles. So I was like, no, I had it. But it was one of the points where I couldn't call my mom. Like, I just had a baby. I'm in the hospital. You know, she rolled up she just stuck it right in my arm.
Sometimes it disappears. You know, it like dissolves itself for some reason.
Well, her whole spiel was, if you have another baby and you develop measles while you're pregnant, it can cause deformities with your child, right? And like, I would never have, like, I had it in my mind, I'm immune to these things, you know, when I was pregnant. I never like had it in my mind that I could catch measles and my child could be deformed. So it came as a big surprise that when she says that they tested my blood and then she didn't even ask my permission, she just stuck it right in my arm. And you know, my daughter is blind in her right eye. Now, what is one of the things that measles does? Causes blindness.
Ah, and you nursed her.
I nursed her. Yes, I did.
Ah.
So, but I don't know. Have no proof, Madeline. No proof, you know. Like, yeah, we could kind of look at the dates and go back. You know, I looked up that what exactly was the measles shot like in 1991? Like, what was the ingredients? What did it have in it? You know, it had RNA. It was one of the first. So it was, and I was like, sons of guns, you know, sons of guns. But it just shows you, you know. But I was very, I started getting right suspicious, like, after that one, you know. That was, like, that was the one where I started really digging on, like, nutrition and what we put into our bodies and everything else. Like, my daughter has no depth. Because she only sees through one eye, you know. She does nay, but I'll tell you what, her aim is really good. Like, she'll hit a bullseye on a dartboard.
Well, I thought they had some kind of like eye thing that they could fix that.
Well, we tried. We did the patch. We did the whole thing. Like, I had her at a specialist up in Albany, and he was saying, like, posture, everything. And I even, like, gave it to the kindergarten teacher, like, not to put a spotlight on my daughter, just kind of asked her if she would introduce, like, for the kids, like, just move them, make them sit up straight, you know, like, kind of get their eyesight and stuff. And she agreed, which was really nice, to do the exercises, but it never done anything near it did. Like, when you x-ray Willow's eyes, her eyes are perfect. Like, and they don't, like, they're no turn, there's no turn in her eye. Her eyes are perfect, and that's what they said. You would never, ever know. You would never know until you look behind the eye, and it's like the muscle behind that one eye just never kicked in. You know, it did. It's really weird. Really, really weird.
Yeah.
Very weird.
Well, I had a slight case of the chicken pox.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I never got the shot for the mumps.
Well, we got it. We had the mumps. Like, we had the big...
No, I never had the mumps. And I just had a slight case of the chicken pox. But I can tell you that I got Bell's palsy. Mm-hmm. I got... what is that? Shingles. Okay. And that's all derivative of
chickenpox. Yep.
Chickenpox virus or the Epstein-Barr virus.
Right. Yep.
There's no getting rid of the Epstein-Barr. I mean, medical medium says to drink celery juice.
Bah.
I was drinking it every day for months.
Oh, you!
I kind of like it, but sometimes it doesn't taste too good. It's a little bit, I don't know what it is. It's a little bit funny.
A little bit celery.
Oh, you don't like celery?
No, I like it.
Sean doesn't like celery either. I love celery.
Oh, I have friends, they would put the peanut butter on it and eat it. Ugh, no.
Yeah, I love it with peanut butter on it. I love it with, put egg salad on it. I like celery. I could sit and eat celery.
I like cabbage.
Yeah, me too.
Love cabbage. Yep.
I have a head of cabbage in there right now. And occasionally I make sauerkraut.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
I mean, it's
easy.
Not that hard to make.
Yeah.
Salt and cabbage, stick it in a ball jar and let it ferment.
Mm-hmm. And it's supposedly really, really good for you. Cabbage is one of the best.
Unless you have, like, one of those, I guess it's a wooden thing that you put it in. Like a wooden barrel sort of type thing.
Huh. Oh, okay. What, to marinate it? To, like, pickle?
Yeah, to ferment it, yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
That's what bothers me about my feet, though, because, you know, to cook, it's hard sitting down to cook.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
When you have to cut your vegetables and things like that. And I like to cook.
Mm-hmm. Your family's lucky. They're lucky to have you. You must be, like, you're keeping them all going. Yep.
I was babysitting Josh the other day, and he said he wanted pretzels. So I went and I got him, brought him some pretzels. He says, that's not the kind of pretzels I wanted. I said, what? I walked around that whole store My feet were screaming. And you're telling me these aren't the pretzels you wanted? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, really.
And he said, no, I want a soft pretzel. I said, a soft pretzel? Oh, why didn't you tell me that? So I says, look, here's what we're going to do. I got the recipe. I said, we'll make soft pretzels. How about that?
Oh, wow. You're
so I mean, I had the flour. It's very simple. It's just, you know, flour, a little sugar, they wanted brown sugar. We didn't have that, so I put honey in. And then a little bit of salt. And you had to put water and baking soda because you had to dip your pretzel in that before you baked it. And that was it. Wow. You let your dough rise, and then you turned it kind of into a pretzel. And then I even baked it in, like, the little toaster oven because mm-hmm. I didn't feel like taking everything out of the oven to bake the pretzels.
Does he dip it in mustard?
No, he doesn't like mustard.
Oh.
But his newfound thing that he does like, he loves ketchup. He likes barbecue sauce.
Oh, did you like his pretzels? Yeah, did you like them?
Oh, they loved them.
Oh, yeah.
They were a hit.
Yep. Fantastic.
So I'll try it again. I have to master the part where, you know, it gets like a soft brown crust on it. It didn't kind of do that. And then you're supposed to use, what's that, kosher salt, but I had Celtic salt, the coarse. So I use the Celtic salt, and I think overall that's better for you than kosher salt.
Yeah, yeah. I think a lot of the minerals are still in the Celtic salt and sea salt.
Well, the Celtic salt has like 67 or 68 different minerals.
Mm-hmm.
Because I looked that up to lower your blood pressure. And they said, take a little dab of Celtic salt.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. I seem to have been taking the wrong dab until I found out it was just like the little tiniest crystal that you take, and then you put it on your tongue, and after that you chase it with water,
mm-hmm.
and that's supposed to help lower your blood pressure. Or if you're like dehydrated or whatever, you put it under your tongue.
Hmm.
And then that helps remineralize your body because of the 67 different minerals that's in there.
Right. They say salt was very good for us. Yep.
I was seeing that. Was I going through TikTok? I think I was going through TikTok or Facebook, you know, those reels.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy was talking about the salt in the Bible and how important salt is for your body.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, of course, the medical profession, because of people getting high blood pressure, wanted to take people off the salt. And I agree with them. Take them off of the table salt.
Exactly.
But there's other salts that are much better for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the table salt is bad, is no good for us. It's no good any of the nutrients that we need. So
no, like
the fact that that's in everything as well as sugar. You know, it's like, and even if you go for, like, what was the big one? Light, you know, which was minus the fat. I used to look at things, and I used to look at the yogurt, and it would say 99% fat-free. I want the fat, you know, so I've got rid of looking for.
Yeah, well, even the milk, too. You want
whole milk.
And even here, a lot of places don't let you get it, but there's a lot of farms here that are around me that you can get the milk that's not pasteurized.
Right.
And that's supposed to be the best milk for you.
Yeah.
Or the goat's milk is better for you than
milk. Yeah. I don't like goat cheese, but I do. No, I don't like
the There's not too much I don't like.
You know, there was a farm right next to me when I had Willow. I used to get my raw milk. I used to just take my my bottle over, and the farmer would just fuck it up for me. So he would. It was the best. So it was, I think it was good. It was good because the it was good for her when she was young, you know.
Yeah.
That first couple of years of life was good. And me, I did well with it, you know. I gained a lot of weight when I was pregnant. Like, I think I gained like 70 pounds.
Me too. I think I gained 80.
I was huge, man. I mean, I was like 110, 115. And I went up to nearly 200 pounds. And when we were on...
I went to 240. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And the day after I had the baby, I was like 199.
Wow.
I said, that was the fastest 40 pounds I ever lost.
Right? Well, it's everything, right? It's the baby, the water, everything.
Well, Troy was 9 pounds, 6 ounces. That's my oldest.
Oh, my goodness. That's a three-week-old baby right there.
Yeah, he's a bruiser.
Oh, wow. When you think about it, you know, like the whole pregnancy. I remember my ex-husband, when we were on our way upstate to the hospital, there was a farm that had Highland cows. Like the really woolly ones with the horns.
Ah.
And I was like, oh, Highland cows. So we pulled the car and I got out and I was like, take a picture. And you know what he used to do with that picture? Spot the Highland cow. That's what he would say. Like I would be standing next, because I was pregnant and I'm standing next to the Highland cow. And he's like, what one is the Highland cow? And I was like, you son of a gun. You know, that's not very nice. That's okay. That's all right. I don't care. I like cows anyway.
Yeah, they're interesting.
They are interesting. We have happy cows here. Like, they actually spring through. Jumping on that, like, we do. We have happy
cows. I had a situation. I was going to massage. No, it wasn't massage school. School to be an esthetician, and I would go to Philadelphia. So instead of driving the highways, I would go back roads. And on the way home the one night, as we're passing this farm, all of a sudden, all these cows lined up, all in a row. I guess they were going in the barn to eat or get milked or something. It's like, oh, my God. You don't see that if you're not out in farmland. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That wouldn't be a regular occurrence.
No, they're usually off in the fields everywhere. But they also, like, if you sing, they'll come up to the fence.
Right.
So they will the law. Like, I think there's a couple of videos that were floating around. There was this woman who was singing. And there was people go and they'll play a fiddle, too, or, like, a guitar, and the cows will come up.
I just go to the fence and they come.
They come up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think animals know who are safe, you know, who are good, who are, they do, they sense it, so they do, they know immediately. How's the birds in your area?
The birds?
Mm-hmm. Do you hear them in the morning?
Yeah, I hear them in the morning, I hear them at night.
Okay, so they're there, good.
Yeah. I saw a lot of doves are around right now.
We have, I keep calling them forest birds. They're actually wood pigeons. They're massive. Like they're chickens, only they fly. Like they make a weird noise. They're really, really big. Like they look like pigeons, but they're about maybe twice the size of a pigeon.
We have turkey buzzards here.
Yeah. I've seen them.
They're huge.
Yeah. They stink.
Well, and when I worked at the hotel, the Sheraton, they used to have a pigeon convention.
Okay.
There's a lot of different varieties of pigeons, if you didn't know it.
Well, it's a big thing, right? They have racing pigeons.
Who knew?
Yeah, it's a big thing. They have them here. They love their pigeons. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, who knew that people would like these pigeons so much?
Mm-hmm. Was that not what Tesla did as well, though? Nikola Tesla? Niccolo. He in New York City, like when he lived there, that was what he did. He had the whole, he would feed them every day. So he would. I remember reading that about the pigeons that he had. He liked the pigeons too. I wonder if he was putting messages on them, you know?
Well, some people do that.
Yeah, well, they used that, right? In the Napoleon Wars. That's,
yeah, well, I think in all the wars they may have used that.
Mm-hmm.
He's suspecting a bird.
Yep, I know. It's fascinating, isn't it?
Now they use a drone.
Yeah, they use drones. Well, see, that's, there's no reason that they can't plan their towns and their cities and their highways and everything better, because as long as you can get that aerial picture, you can do it. You can do it without making a cluster, F-U-C-K, you know, which is what they do here. Everything is disjointed. You know, the train station will be away there and the supermarket will be away. It's like crazy bonkers. And then they will bulldoze all the beautiful historical buildings that are in the way. Just like,
well, look at here. I mean, well, you were mostly up in New York, right?
Yeah.
I lived in Florida for a while, mm-hmm. and I never saw that many Walgreens stores in my life.
Really?
They were like on every corner. And then as you drive up the road, it was like one Home Depot and Kmart. And then I don't even think it was 5 miles, and there was another, like a Home Depot and a Kmart and maybe a Walmart. And it's like, wow. They got a lot of the same stores occupying space, and now most of these stores are going to be kaput.
Well, Kmart's gone, right?
Pretty much, yeah. Kmart's gone. You have a lot of stores that are going under, mm-hmm. or almost under, this coming up. It's...
I don't like it. I don't like it when the little stores get taken over, you know, and bought out. I think the little stores are important. Like the little
thing
malls.
Is, are they going to be able to, even the smaller stores, are they going to be able to come back?
I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean. You didn't read your card, Madeline.
I know. I have it here.
Okay.
Believe in your dreams. Aim high. Honor your brilliance. Remember, you have help.
Okay.
Here's the downfall of the U.S. economy. Dollar Tree closing 600 stores.
Dollar Tree?
CVS. Closing 900 stores.
Wow.
Walgreens closing 150. Outback Steakhouse has already closed 40 of its restaurants. UPS is cutting 12,000 jobs in 2024. Citigroup cutting 20,000 positions as well. eBay, thousands of jobs lost. Microsoft cutting 1,900 positions. Expedia cutting 1,500. Cisco cutting 4,000. Apple cutting 500. Regal Cinema closing 429 locations. Kroger's grocery store chain shutting 413. Foot Locker closing 400 stores by 2026. Macy's will close 150 locations by 2026. Walmart has already this year has closed 6 of its supercenters.
Wow.
And it says while the U.S. Senate has passed the nearly $100 billion to send other countries that Joe Biden just signed, most can't even find Ukraine or Israel on the map, let alone Taiwan. This is what the article says.
Yeah.
And we're paying the money that we don't have as our economy goes down the toilet and American jobs lost. That's a lot of places closing up. And I think they like the Dollar Trees that are going to stay open. Mm-hmm. Their prices are going up to maybe $4 to $7.
Yeah, it won't be a dollar store. Maybe a $10 store. What's gone? Well, what is it? Are they going to have like these places that it's just all going to be state mandated food? You know, like what? You know, they have started to ban lab grown meat here.
Like, well, they should.
Yeah, Italy has.
They'll feed the people here in America because I don't know whether they're fools enough to eat it or. Any other country in Europe will probably ban it all.
But they're banning it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's banned. Yep. You know what we do with our chickens? You know, we send our chickens to China and then they come back.
They do that here too.
Why? What are they coming back with? You know? Why? You know? Well,
I mean, the chicken ought to be spoiled by the time it gets to China and then comes back here. That's a 40-day-old chicken.
Yeah. You know, we're getting a lot of stuff. Like, they have an agreement. A lot of the stuff, it's gone to, like, Australia before it's coming to Britain. Like, what used to take, like, a few days is now taking, like, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, like, to get here. And also, the farmers couldn't get their potatoes in the ground this spring, because of the amount of rain. We've had too much rain. Like, we've had a couple of days of sun here and there.
There goes the French fries.
There goes, like, a lot, you know, like, if we don't have our potatoes. So, we talk about weather modification. We talk about, like, our skies being poisoned. But everybody still keeps going along with the climate thing, you know?
I'm not with it.
I'm not with it. No, like, I can read.
That's nonsense, you know, to me.
I can look at, like, the past. I can look at science. I can look for things that will tell me that, have they just arrived or something on planet Earth? You know, you know,
all these guys that are fussing about this climate change.
Yeah.
And we have to get an electric car and we have to cut down on our consumption of gasoline. Well, they're not. They're flying their jumbo jets, their private jets. They're still driving their big old cars.
I know.
I don't think they're electric.
No. Well,
our power grid here or any place else isn't set up for electric cars.
Well, if the power grid, if for some reason, like, the surface power grid that is charging all these vehicles goes down, we're unable to move around. Like, the cars, for the past 10 years, 12 years, are all, like, computerized, even to get a diagnostic of what's going on in the engine. Like, anything before that, like, if you have something old that has an old ignition.
I got something old.
Good, because an EM, what is it, EMF is not going to affect that, right? You're still going to
start your car. I don't think so.
Yeah.
If only I could stretch the car and make it bigger.
Well, the other thing is, like, because gasoline and all that, like, even when we're at the station, pump, the gas station, it's all electric. Everything is run, like, the pumps, everything. You know, it's all, well, the other thing is, even, like, you and I are like, why are they doing this for? Why are they doing this? Like, there was electric cars in the 70s and the 80s and the 90s. They scrapped them all, you know. They did, like, they ran them right through the scrappy and was like, no. And I was reading something that said in 1970, they say 10 years from now, there'll be no oil.
Yeah, that's crap.
Right. That was 1970. They said that, you know, they also said, like, the latest, there was, was it Al Gore? I think it was 1990. He was like 10 years world. world was going to be a total disaster. Never happened. You know, never happened. And it's not going to happen. What it is there are shifts on the planet. And if these people actually cared, they would have been taken, like the levees in New Orleans, like when we had that big storm, Katrina, like they knew about that. They had the money multiple times. So, I mean, if they want to, like, protect the people, they would be taking care of these things.
They don't want to protect the people.
No.
We're just collateral damage.
Yeah, and they want us competing for resources, like jobs, houses, work, all that, food. And that's how we turn on each other, when we're competing for resources. It's like, it's the same.
Well, even look at here. Do you see what's going on here in the United States? I mean, and I think we said that riots were going to break out all over. I didn't know it was going to be a riot at the colleges.
Right, right. And you've got the military keeping an eye on it, right?
And we have all these riots at these colleges, and these colleges, I don't even think they're the students. It's people that don't even go to the college that are there. So where did they come from? And they're defending Hamas. And some of these people are LGBTQ, whatever it is. Do they really know that if they were in Palestine and they were with Hamas and Hamas knew they were LGBTQ, they'd chop their heads off?
Yeah,
I mean, they literally would just decapitate them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, what's wrong with you people?
Yeah. Well, they certainly haven't read the same books we have. That's for sure. You know?
I mean, it's mortifying. It's like, my God, I'd have sent buses in and said, oh, you want to go to Palestine? You think Hamas is great? Okay. Jump in the bus. Now, let's go to the airport. You're going to take a trip. You're going to be one of their citizens. We're going to drop you right down in there, and you can, you know, fan all you want for Hamas. Mm-hmm. Have a ball.
Well, I think the Palestinian people, they're caught in the middle. They're caught
right,
in the crossfire.
Right,
you know?
Absolutely.
And that's where my compassion goes, is the people that are caught.
Absolutely.
You know, on any side, anybody, any innocence that's caught. Like, I don't care, like, what nationality or what country they come from.
Mm-hmm.
Innocence, you know, like, it's horrible. It's really, really horrible.
But don't be here in the United States and stand there and say, death to America. What are you doing here then?
Yeah, no.
Why are you here?
It's a form of brainwashing, you know.
Absolutely.
It's all brainwashing.
Or there, some of these people getting paid $7,000 like a day.
Mm-hmm. Well, is that not what happened with the BLM? Like, that they were.
Yeah, same thing.
All funded, and when you did any kind of research into the organizers, they were all shady characters for the most
part. But now, what happened here? Now, we don't hear so much about the people coming over the border. Now, everything's focused on these riots at these colleges, these students, if it's really students. I mean, if I would have a student that was going to LCU, the college in California gets me triggered up,
yeah,
or Columbia University, and you're paying $60,000, $80,000, $90,000 for tuition, and my kid was standing there doing that, I got to tell you, I would be there.
Oh, yeah.
And it would be like, pal, you're out of here, quick.
Unbelievable, right? Unbelievable.
Yeah, you can't.
It's the same here. London is a nightmare. Like, any. Like,
yeah, and I think France, too. Here. Paris, isn't
France,
it?
France has been on fire for the last 10 years. You know, like, it really has. And it has to, again, it has to do with, they're competing for resources, they're competing for housing.
And the farmers.
The farm. There was one guy, somebody had they were protesting the farms, and this journalist.
They brought it in and they dumped poop all over the place.
The farmers did. This journalist was interviewed this kid who was like, down with the farms. And the journalist went up to him and went, so, like, what's your deal here? Like, you don't like farms? And he went, farms are polluting the world. We have to stop farms. And the guy looked at him and he went, you know that's where your food comes from, right? And the kid went, no.
Yeah.
You know, comes from McDonald's, right?
Well, even McDonald's needs a farm for French fries.
Right. It's all like.
But their beef, you know, the beef might be mystery beef, according to some sources.
It's lab grown. Mm-hmm.
But it's
speechless.
I mean, if they wanted to ruin the United States, they're certainly doing. They're really working on it. They're doing a good job.
I don't think they can. You know, they can try, and they're really giving it one hell of a shot. But there's too many. There's too many strong people there. There's too many.
Well, I guess and who knows, it could be happening as we speak. You know, there are militia groups here, there, and everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And if they start to move, then, they won't take this crap, what these people are doing. Death to the United States, really? Then why are you standing here on this ground?
Yeah. Well, they're believing all the propaganda.
Why did you want to come here? Everybody wants to come here because it's the land of opportunity.
Wasn't when I went. Like, the dream was still being, like, sold, but it was unobtainable. I mean, we bought land. We were building. We were doing it all from scratch. It was, not really doable without having like a pile of cash in your bank, you know, like, because we both work.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It was just wasn't doable. You know, it was.
Well, for me personally, I got lucky. I mean, like when I built my house, I found a program and I just needed, all I needed was $600 and I built a brand new home on an acre of land.
Which is fantastic. What year was that you did that?
Oh, let's see. Maybe 1978 or 79.
Wow.
Yeah, because I was looking through the paper and I saw this ad and they said, if you make less than $10,000 a year, you may be eligible to build a new home. And so, okay, that sounds like me.
Yeah.
So I called them up and I went up and I said, what do I have to do? They said, well, you have to find a piece of land. And when you find the piece of land, then we put the paperwork together. And I said, okay, I'll get a piece of land, no problem. And then I bought this piece of land. I held it with $100.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went back and I said, I have my land. And then we went to the Farmers Home Administration. That's what it was called at that time. I think it's called the USDA now.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then they said, well, we have a little bit of a problem. I said, and what's that? Well, you were approved, but the Farmers Home Administration ran out of money. I said, oh, that figures. The Lord's trying to teach me patience. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. As long as it's coming, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So then they got the funding, and I built my house.
Fantastic. How long did you live there?
About 28, 29 years.
Wow. So you were there a long time. And where
was
it?
I was in the woods.
Yeah. Oh, was it nice?
Yeah, it was. I mean, I don't think I appreciated it when I lived there, but I would certainly appreciate it now.
Yeah. Where was it, Madeline?
I was 29 when I did that.
Wow. So you had the energy. Yep.
It was, in Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. if you were a drag strip person that liked Maple Grove Dragway,
mm-hmm.
it was one of the top drag strips in the country. It was 2 miles from there.
Wow.
And then the horseshoe trail went through the back of the property. So every now and again, you would see people on horseback, riding through. It was all wooded, gigantic boulders. I had on my front lawn.
Nice.
But
why did you sail it? Was it too big?
No, when it snowed, it snowed.
Mm-hmm.
One of the last years that I was there, it snowed almost up to the top of the shed.
Wow.
Accumulating snow after snow after snow. And I said, I got to get out of this place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then through a dismal turn of events, I left. Because I had a spot, a local hotel, and then the general manager decided it wasn't my spa, it was his. Yeah. After I built the business for 6 years. So he decided to give it to somebody else, and they wanted me to manage it. And I guess my ego was too big, and I said, screw this. I don't need it. I don't need this house. I don't need this town. I'm leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went on an adventure.
Well, you did. You did a lot of traveling, didn't you? You went all over.
I left and I went to Florida. I lived in Florida for about 3 or 4 months. And then I left there and I went to Sedona. And I lived in Sedona for almost 5 years. And then I left there and I moved to Brunswick, Georgia.
Wow.
And then I moved back here to Pennsylvania.
So you raised your boys in that house? That was, wow. That's incredible. You should write. I think I've said that to you before.
It was interesting. When we moved out there, I would come home from work and the kids were like, oh, there's nothing to do. We're all here in the woods. There's nothing to do here. I said, listen. Get on your bike. Drive up the road. There's a farm up there. Ask the farmer if they need any help and stop your groveling.
Did they?
Well, my son Sean did, and he went up, and he was only 7 years old, maybe 8. And he got a job with the guy baling hay, and he came home, and his little hands were all had blisters on them. I said, it's like, okay. So I went down to the swimming pool bar the one night and I saw the one lady. I said, do you ever hire kids over here in the summer? And she says, yeah, why? I said, because I have 2 sons that probably need to be occupied this summer.
Mm-hmm.
So she gave them both a job. Sean lasted for about 15 years.
Wow. Wow.
And Troy lasted... about a week.
So your boys are different. Very different.
They sure are.
Yeah. Wow.
That was funny. But, it helped them. They earned a little money, and they got to go to the swimming pool for free.
Mm-hmm.
So... and they met a bunch of kids down there, and everything was happy in Rudyville.
Rudyville. That's funny. Oh, wow.
Then one day I came home, and the lady was leaving they were home, and car pulling out of the driveway, and I said, oh, what was that? Oh, we got a cat. I said, we got a cat. I don't know where they found the cat or found the person that had the cat, but they dropped the cat off. Yeah.
You know, most of my cats found me. It sounds like that cat found you too. Like, I remember leaving my living room window opened one night, and I go up, and there was a cat on my couch.
I was like,
hello. But the neighbours had told me it had been a stray and wouldn't it come into anybody's house. But it moved into mine, so it did. And it stayed with me, like me and Willow, like even when we moved. That was like this, he was some kind of Russian cat. Like he had the little ginger there and the ginger tail and he was all white. He was a pretty cat, so he was. I had a bobcat. He was part bobcat. Got him in West Virginia. Like when I was with, he was in my husband at the time, but we had went to West Virginia. His family had a cabin there, and we went, and we only had a motorcycle for transportation. And I remember driving up one of the
motorcycle.
Streets. Yeah, that was how we got around. Well, I was like what 24. I was like 24, and he was like 26, and. We were driving around the farms and there was a sign, bobtail kittens for free, you know. And I picked up this little grey fluff ball, stuck it in my leather jacket, got back on the motorcycle on the back of it. And he was my cat for... Oh, I think I had him for maybe 15 years, 16 years. He was a big cat, and he had a little knob for a tail, and it would wag. Like his dad.
Was it a Maine Coon?
He was part bobcat. He was part bobcat. Yeah, the mother was Manx, the Manx Coon, but the dad was bobcat. Like, he was massive. He was a big, big cat. He was as big as a medium-sized dog. He was huge. But he was a baby. He was not a baby.
I think we're going out for a break. You've been listening to Revolution Radio, Life in the Hologram with Caroline and Madeline. And we'll be back in 6 short minutes.
Join me and the Brian Ruse Show on Revolution Radio, Eastern Standard Time, every Tuesday night from 6 to 8. We talk about the four most vital things, in my view, affecting all of humanity. Number one is UFOs and aliens and their agenda for the advancement of humanity. Number two is the Jewish establishment's control over all aspects of human civilization. Number three, the truth about Adolf Hitler, how he was the opposite of what we've been told. Number four is Advanced Ancient Global Civilizations. Join me on the Brian Ruse Show, Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 on Studio B on Revolution Radio.
Transcending time and space, let us take you to the place inside your mind where thoughts divide and mysteries unwind. Join us every Monday evening right here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And you will catch the Fenton Perspective with our great host, Lorian Fenton. Come listen in as she shares her amazing stories from the past to present, along with all of her guest secrets to the future. That's the Fenton Perspective every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio. Oh, and you don't need to expect us. We're already here.
tune in to the Family Industrial Complex podcast here on Revolution Radio, Studio B, every Wednesday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Get fit, empowered, physically, mentally, and spiritually.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning, warning.
We gotta stop them. They're gonna kill us all.
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human being.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it. That unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio of FreedomSlips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Right, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio! All right. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
We're back. You've been listening to Revolution Radio, Life in the Hologram, with Caroline and Madeline. And just a reminder, we're listener supported, so instead of buying that cup of Starbucks coffee, just put it in our little account here at Revolution Radio and keep us on the air. It's all volunteer-based group, and we would love your donation and so much appreciate it.
Indeed. Yes. Yeah.
Guess who's available to come in with us?
Who?
Solaris.
Ooh, come on in. Yay. Can I bring it in? All right.
Let's go.
All right. Oh, very cool. This is so cool. Where am I, Dane? Did I say that right? No. Okay.
Bad people.
You say this to me every time, and I'm like, what am I doing here?
Right. Participant.
Got it. Hello. It's ringing. I think it's ringing. Yeah.
There she is.
Oh, hello. Deja vu. Hi. Oh, you guys look so pretty. Lovely on video, darlings. Hey, I'm sure everybody's burned out hearing me already because I had to show priority to you all, but nonetheless, hi everyone.
I don't think they're burned out from hearing you.
No.
Oh. Nope. Hey, I like your pretty shirt. That's a paisley kind of very pretty there, Madeline.
Yeah, it's
very colorful.
Gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How are you ladies doing?
We're doing.
Yeah. I know how that is.
How are you doing?
Yeah. How you doing, Solaris?
Oh, hold on there. I was muted for a second. I'm just doing in the illusion of space time, I guess. Just watching everything from a different level. But yeah, I don't know what to say. You know, I had Keith on. Keith's so sweet and he's so optimistic. It's wonderful to hear him. And you know, I don't know. I'm just kind of in that realm.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah,
you don't know, do you? Because it's...
Well, I do know, and that's the problem. When you do know, when you know, you know, and when you know so much that it just, you know, you just don't want to be here. I mean, I look for myself, but I just like, it's, It's very discouraging. I had a milk bone in my hand that the dog just took out of my
hand. That is that. I'm trying.
That's crunching, munching right next to my mic. I'm sorry. But he makes me happy. The dogs make me happy. The cats are great. And, you know, it's just interesting. That's all. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. You know, I think we cover a lot of different areas when it comes down to this linear realm. That's why I like to focus on things that are more significant. But, yeah. Get the hell out of Dodge. Instead of saying, well, I love it. I hear a lot of light workers say they love how, they love this place. Mm-mm. I think that's their demise. I really do. I don't love this place at all. I feel like it's never been my home.
Yeah.
And that's before the induction. Mm-hmm. I seriously do not belong here. And I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. I've been working on getting out of here. It's not like I want to stay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I saw two Chinooks, by the way.
What's a Chinook?
Chinook helicopters.
Oh.
They
were like really interesting. Oh, so, I don't know.
You mean over your house?
Well, over my area, not necessarily my house. I was in town. Naturally, I'm at a friend's house. I mean, not friend's house. I was at the bookstore over there and I was talking to one of my friends and I hear helicopters. I'm like, you hear helicopters? And he goes, no, I don't hear helicopters. Oh, they're doing construction. I go, no, those are helicopters, man. So I looked outside and sure enough, two Chinooks are flying over the area. I was like, I know those helicopters. I mean, I know helicopters. So anyways, it's very interesting. All kinds of stuff going on.
There's weird damn flight patterns I had saw. Mm-hmm. Did you see that? There was a video that I had, I don't know if it was maybe a day ago or 2 days ago, and it was flight patterns, like going back and forth. They were, and it was on the southeast coast, England, a bit higher up for London, but it was on the coast, and it was back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And then all the way here in California, the same pattern, back and forth, back and forth.
Like a zigzag.
Is that a seeding? Are they looking for something?
Are you saying back and forth as in traversing, like, one point to next point, and then the same path they're taking?
Yeah, they're taking
back and forth, back and forth.
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. Sometimes they loop around for certain signatures, depends on what kind of flights they are, what kind of planes they are. Mm-hmm. I was mentioning NY Prepper just got taken off of Twitter, X, and he just got banned. And actually, I was following this guy. You can find him on YouTube. But he does really good work with these helicopters and these planes. And I don't know what's going on with Musk, but I can't imagine why he would ban him. I think that was an error. So it doesn't make sense.
Isn't he over on TikTok, too?
Now, I don't know if he's on TikTok or not. I found him on YouTube. Then again, they just took another one of my videos down. I was mentioning that earlier. These little SOBs on YouTube are such a freaking joke. I swear to God, Google, you're cursed. You know, I'm so tired of them taking down quality data. That's accurate. It's just like, get out. Just go home. Bury yourselves alive. I don't care what you do. Stay out of my life. They're punks.
You had it on Odyssey, right?
It's all backed up on Odyssey, and I have archives beyond archives. I mean, sanitizing me is kind of like trying to destroy a black hole. It's like, good luck, Mother Earth, okay? It ain't happening. Sorry. 20 years too late. Seriously. You know?
I know.
So... But it is annoying because every time I turn around, it's like, okay, medical misinformation. There was no medical misinformation there. It's covert technology, as always. I always talk about what I know, what I've been through, and everything else. And it's always the same old game board. But I think to myself, don't you little pieces of garbage have anything better to do? And apparently not. So it's very interesting. They're gonna reap what they sow. So anyway.
Well, I saw on Ken Dunn's site, he posted that they weren't taking any plane flights like after June the 7th.
What? Where?
Where?
I guess here in the United States.
Oh, no, I have to travel. I can't have that. I'm supposed to go up to the East Coast.
Really?
Well, I was supposed to visit some people. Yeah. That was a plan anyway. It's not set in stone. But yeah, I'm not going to be stopped by a bunch of creeps. I seriously doubt they're going to stop traffic. That would take a catastrophe to do so. Unless he has something up his sleeve, he's not telling everybody again, you know.
Maybe.
What is it?
Yeah.
We're at the East Coast, close to me?
Salem, Massachusetts. Which city?
Oh, that's not close to me. Well, it's kind of close to me. But
this is just theoretical. I can't tell you if I'm actually going or not. The plan was to get out there. So
that would be cool. Yeah.
I think so. It's a long story. I'll tell you off air about it. But Anyways, where are you again? You're in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. It's about 5-6 hours.
Oh, well, that's not that bad. Mm-hmm. I'm not driving, though. I'm flying. I would be flying, but we'll see what happens. I'm not really worried about the air traffic. I don't think they're going to stop the planes. I mean, that would take, like I said, that would take a PSYOP to do that. They would. I mean, they could, but did he say why that was going to happen?
No.
Okay. So chances are they might have something up their sleeve. It would be a delay for maybe a month. I don't know. Whenever I decide to do anything, sure enough, there it is. Hey, there it is. It's like Jurassic Park, you know. What was that guy? What was his name? I forget that doctor's name. He's so good. With the dark hair. Something X or something. The guy, the doctor in Jurassic Park.
Well, it's Goldblum, right? It's the
eccentric
the actor.
I love him.
Yeah.
Like Jeff Goldblum. Yeah, he's fantastic. Goldblum. Yeah, he was just classic in that. That's why I feel like it's just like... Yeah, every time I plan, so, there it is. Okay. There it is.
Right now here, it's so much cheaper to fly somewhere than it is to take a train or any other kind of transportation. It's cheaper. It's cheaper for me to fly from here up to, the Orkneys.
Oh,
much
really?
Cheaper.
What about the mainland? What if you would want to come over here anyway? Is it expensive to fly?
Flights really? Cheaper. Yeah, they're cheaper. It's
that's really interesting.
Something
it might be. Yeah. Mm. It might be cheap with us flying out there, too. I don't know. I did not check. So
no. Yeah.
Have to look.
I thought that was interesting. But, you know, that happens, doesn't it? It's like Madeline was saying about all these businesses all closing.
Mm-hmm. I heard her reading off a whole list. I was listening to you ladies. Yeah, that's crazy. I used to love Macy's. I used to really love their clothes. And
I like
their
Macy's, yeah.
Cosmetics were great.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I don't know. There's a Macy's discount store over here. I guess it's like things that they didn't sell or maybe
somebody
stuff
maybe
that was
bought
returned.
Macy's out, like their stock, and then try to sell it or something.
Yeah.
Well, the whole country's in the, septic center.
Yeah, this whole country is like, it's unbelievable to say the least.
It's believable, all right, man. It's believable. It's basically, it's okay. Yeah. Let it all get flushed down the toilet with everything else, you know. Let it just spiral into the commode. But I'm not going to be here. I don't want to be here for that. I decided. I know we're on the last wave out. I know that. A lot of us are.
Yeah.
We're on that last wave. Do you remember that movie a long time ago called The... I think it was called The Final Wave or something like that with Richard Chamberlain. Last Wave. Oh, man, people need to watch that. If you haven't watched it, it's kind of like a weird classic. But it's about a big wave.
The Final Wave.
The Final Wave.
It was either The Last Wave or The Final Wave. But anyways, in the end, it's just very cool. And it's very ominous. It kind of reminds me of what's happening right now.
Yeah.
I'm not worried. You know, I see all this evil everywhere, and I know we're very fortified, and we're not invincible, excuse me, but we are, but we aren't, in a sense, but we will get through it.
Yeah.
But the guys that have created the monstrosity are going to have to be devoured by it. So, you know, that's my point. Let them be devoured by it.
I think that's inevitable. I think that has to happen, you know, it has to happen. I was talking to Madeline, like, before we even came live, and I was saying, we did the war. You know, this was not who we were. You know, this is not, and we didn't quarrel over land. We didn't quarrel over men. You know, we didn't quarrel like women. We didn't betray each other that way. You know, there was, it's all been twisted. Like, women weren't cheating on the king, you know. It was like,
the thing is, when you're at a higher level of frequency and consciousness, you don't have thoughts like that. You're not entangled like that because you're not primal, in my opinion. I think that there is a level of consciousness that just goes way beyond the spectrum of here. And with that comes the star families, what I call star seeds, star families, star galactic families, cosmic families, whatever you want to call them. But they're very ascended and they're very advanced. And they don't go into these zones of subhuman entity control, which is pretty much what I've been seeing here. And most of it's engineered, if you ask me. I didn't mean to cut you off, Carolyn. I'm sorry if I did.
No.
But I'm just saying that social engineering, it's input-output, once again, on the central computer of the brain. And most of it is a deformity. And this is some of us who ride the waves out to see it. And we don't want to be part of it, man. We're not going to be part of this game board. So now you opt out.
Yeah, you just have to shake your head and think, what in the world?
Well, it will never happen again. I can guarantee you that much. And I know we probably mentioned it before. This will never happen again. This crap will never happen again. So that much I can tell you. The rest of it, it's not like it's just going to go on through infinity. No, it's not happening.
Mm-mm.
It's enough of this crap. So I think a lot of us who entered onto this realm kind of put the brakes on some of it. You know, we exposed a lot, and it's showing itself for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, like, even though, like, I have complained in the past, like, about why we know further on, why we know, like, because there have been so many people out there, like, talking about how we can be, like, more enlightened, how we can be peaceful, how we can live in harmony. I mean, there's been people out there, as long as I've been here, talking that way. I think it had to get this confused, you know, like, yeah, yes, they really messed up big time. Like, the ones that were supposed to kind of pull it all together, they just kept making a mess, Entopia mess. But I think there is enough that have been courageous, have been brave, that the right information got to people. You know, I think even if they don't act like they're aware of it right now, I think the information got where it needed to go. And when push comes to shove, it will show. I think it will show. I know it will. It will. It will show.
Well, I think it's happened also when it comes down to that. I think a lot of the data, even I exposed back in the day, I basically played the game of leveling the field. That's what my whole thing was to give the information to the right people. Mm-hmm. So even if I was exposing it, I was exposing it so that the ones who were in the dark would have access to information that was beyond classified. They would never get their hands on it. No one would ever tell them about it. So at least they had a fighter's chance to do something productive, even though a lot of people made money off of it. I'm just using that as an example. But yeah, I mean, you just I think that's part of it. You know, we did what we needed to do, and we don't owe anybody a thing. We don't owe anybody any apologies or any formula. You know, it is what it is. And I think it's just a good time to put everything in order and just get to the next game board. Mm-hmm. Or I wouldn't call it a game board. Let's jump this.
Oh, yeah. Name your games, right?
I want to play, unless I'm the chess master. I'm the one deciding on what I'm not playing, man.
I'm the leader. Yeah.
Sorry, well, I'm not a pawn.
Do you think that people are having, like, changes within their bodies? Like, something's going on within their bodies? Like, I know a lot of people are tired.
I think that's all electromagnetic pollution. I think the majority of it could be, well, psychological, for sure, in a sense of being completely just saturated in Cywar for years after the shutdown that started. And then we have electronic warfare, psychotronics, everything that people don't know is really tangible that is here in the field that is bombarding people subconsciously or even energetically, and they don't even know. And obviously it will take its toll on people. And, you know, if you're in a bad fish tank, you're in a bad fish tank. You know, that's the bottom line. And no matter how clean you are and how pure you are, you're going to get contaminated at some level. So you get out of the configuration. That's my point. So as we are in the wrong space configuration, we need to move on to another one, which is my work and a sense of what we're attempting to get done. But that's really the goal, if you ask me. It's to not sit here and wallow in it and be part of it, but break orbit with it. It's been done before. This isn't the first time. We've had breakaways before that have left, really left. So yeah, it will happen again.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't the first time.
No. But I think it's the first time it's happening quite like this. I think this is a first.
Oh yeah, this is classic, crazy clown show, whatever you want to call it. And man, it's just this is a classic. You know what? I won't swear on your show.
I swore. I'm so sorry. I did.
All right. I think I've dropped the F-bomb before on my show, accidentally. I get really fired up once in a while.
Yeah. Well, it is. Like, it does get you fired up, and it does. Like, it gets the song, like,
well, the thing is, it's not even emotional anymore. It's just
annoying.
It just goes beyond emotions. It really does. It's just a laser situation.
Absolutely.
Laser beam.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not tolerating it. I'm not having it. And none of us are having it anymore. No. I don't think we ever did want it to begin with.
Mm-mm.
down to the game that's being played out here, and the fact that it keeps going on and on and on.
Yeah.
Real hazy. It's really hazy here. And
is it geoengineering or what?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's not normal. The water, I did hear the old-timers saying this right enough. They call it the Hura, which is like the mist that rises up off the water and it just kind of, you can see it. Mm-hmm. The old-timers have been talking about, they hadn't seen it in years and now they're seeing the Hura on the water again.
Oh,
and
that's interesting.
It almost looks, it looks like a wave, but it's not, it's just mist sitting on.
Well, that sounds magical to me.
It's lovely. And for it not to have been seen for a long time is kind of...
Well, that could be part of a conjuring, I mean, Carolyn. But anyways.
Not me. No.
I'm just saying, there are things that happen in between the realms that are very, you know, beyond mystical. And well, that sounds like one of them.
The other thing is, this is really, and I immediately thought about the conversation I had with you, Solaris. They've started constructing a wall here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And, like a frequency fence wall, or?
Well, it's the shore that I walked. It's the North Shore. And it's the way that they're constructing it, they were saying that the kids were getting into the construction site that's digging up the ancient site.
Oh.
But it's not the kids. It's not the kids. It's never the reason that they give you. And then I had somebody else that said, oh, no, it's because of climate and da-da-da-da-da. And I was like, no, it's never the reason that they gave you. Mm-hmm. So somebody was eavesdropping. Somebody was definitely eavesdropping. Like, I don't know if you remember, like, what I had mentioned. Like, I'm not going to say it on air, but it was something that I had seen when I had first came back here. And I thought it was interesting. See, what it is... they think that they're grabbing it and running with the energy by mirroring it, but they got it so wrong. They have
agreed.
It so
well, it's kind of like, I agree with you, and I think it's more about Arthur and the sword again, once again. There are only so many who can draw the sword from the stone. Mm-hmm. These guys are not the Arthurs, okay? They're just confiscating information, technology, and whatever else. And they do. They're parasites. They hijack energy. They hijack everything and try to utilize it for themselves. It's kind of like Gollum with a ring. It doesn't go anywhere with these imbeciles. I mean, seriously, they're just obsessed with power and they're distorted and sick people, in my opinion, a lot of them. So, but yeah, I think you're right now. I remember what you were discussing and yeah, it's very, very interesting.
Eavesdrops. Yep. They listen. So the day is, it's almost like within days, something.
Right. Yeah.
Like
a car. Data mining. Yep.
Yep. Within days.
I forgot about that.
So yeah. No good. And there's so much information today, isn't there? And everybody wants to be a star.
Well, I like the stars in the cosmos.
No, they want to be on all these different TikTok.
Oh, that's so stupid. Yeah, they want their 20 minutes of fame on there.
Yeah.
You know, but then they're so dumb about it.
Yeah.
I don't watch TikTok. I know. And I know I love Zoe and I hate TikTok and she knows it. But she loves TikTok and that's okay.
Yeah.
But yeah,
we have some interesting things.
I'm just done with these people trying to get attention. I don't want my psychic energy on them. If they don't have anything to bring to the plate, I'm not interested. And most of the time it's like that, right? Usually we observe and I scan everything kind of with that surveillance background in a weird way. But honestly, I'm just don't want to sit there and watch a bunch of imbeciles.
Mm-mm.
We can read, we can discuss, we can do a lot of things without looking at them. In the old days, I sound ancient again, we didn't have all that stuff. You looked through books and encyclopedias, whatever else. You went through your own path working, whether it's through cosmic design or other. We learn, we train. We didn't have to sit there and get someone else's approval to be somebody through a TikTok program. Mm-hmm. Gosh, when I first came out on YouTube with all my testimonies, gosh, that was like haunting because nobody had ever done anything like that. And it escalated so fast, we had to take it down.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't popular. It wasn't popular to be out there discussing and talking about the truth and beyond whistleblowing. Nowadays, they don't care.
Mm-mm.
That's interesting. Oh, that's crazy.
Well, and then they're bumping these people off. The one girl, I forget what the hell she spoke out about.
Down.
She was on TikTok, and she spoke out about something, and she's speaking in heaven now.
Well, what country was she in?
United States.
See, yeah, I think there's a hit list out. I do. I think they know better than to try to take me out like that because I have a lot of data. But nonetheless, they've been making my life miserable for 4 years, and everybody knows it. So they better, you know, like I said before, man, they should be careful what they try to destroy because it's not me. It's beyond me what's going on right now. And the backup systems and things that go on after I go, man, they better run for their lives, all I can tell you. So I'm not trying to sound arrogant. I'm just saying. But I think it's interesting, and we've seen a trend in this. There were two other whistleblowers from, what was it, that Boeing?
They ended up dead too. Yeah.
So what was their cause? How did they destroy them? Was it a car issue? I can't remember now.
I think the one like got ill.
Okay.
And then ended up in the hospital and then they just died.
Well, you know how that goes.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like to go into any area like that without somebody there as an advocate. You need an advocate. You need someone there to have your back. Never go alone. And I've made the mistake of entering areas like that.
Yeah.
But the last time I had to go in, which was years and years and years ago with that head-on collision, I had my friends coming in. And they all look like MIBs. So when they showed up, they're all in these black trench coats. And they're gothic kind of people. So the people look at me like, what the hell are they? And he goes, that's okay. She's the eye in the sky, they kept saying. That's when I was working surveillance. And they were getting all weirded out. It was so funny. Actually, I have to laugh. I mean, you know what? He's gone now. He's the one who trained me he taught me how to fence. It's the word. And I missed him. Another one that got taken out, in my opinion, I can't prove it, but untimely death.
I'm telling you, man. Yeah, a lot of people I knew they're gone. They're dead. Yeah, they're just not here anymore.
Yeah. I can count a list. It's like really, really weird. Okay. It's really strange. So
some of it is really, really strange. You know, healthy one day and
Right. Well, you guys look beautiful, by the way. Both of you ladies look gorgeous.
Oh, thank you. Guys.
Yeah.
You look pretty and you're shining, both of you. But yeah, I agree. I think they're using all kinds of things. And it's a lot of stress. And you know, they say stress will kill you. And it's true. I mean, the duress of being under stress nonstop, whether it's financial, emotional, relationships, whatever, even this type of direct energy weapons. Now they have the propaganda through this wave of illegal stuff going on and the craziness at the colleges. It's all pressurized, man, and it's harming people energetically. And when you can't keep your prana strong through your electromagnetic field getting broken down, you get sick. I mean, people get sick, not you guys, but it just breaks you down and breaks you down and breaks you down and breaks you down. And that's why it's so important to be in the right configuration or be in an area that supports your health, your healing. I know you were talking about health, Carolyn, earlier, and diet and everything else. It's so important.
It is.
You know?
To have access to what we know we need, you know, like, yeah, we can bless our food. Like we can, like you showed me the cocktails, like to kind of
charge
your water. Like there's things that we can do, but again, it's the amount of bombardment that is happening.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, it's happened before. In my opinion, I think this has happened before, except it was aerial. Yeah. And like the stuff they're doing now, but this is like nothing compared to what we've had before, in my opinion. So I think it's you either go underground or you go off planet. It's one or the other.
They had us. I think they get us too in our sleep.
Oh, for sure.
Well, yeah.
I keep trying to put myself in like a stainless steel tube.
Well, I think it would be nice to live off planet about now, just to live in another perimeter. Excuse me, not here, which is really the objective. I've been seeing a lot of interesting stuff lately. I don't know. Just seeing things interesting enough to a point where I think there's a lot more eclipsing us right now through the field.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Well, yeah. Two moons, three moons, like that's kind of becoming a regular. People taking pictures, different spheres up there. You know what I wanted to ask you, Madeline? Like when you were saying that they get you in your dreams. Remember, do you write down your dreams? Like, do you?
Some I did, but lately, in a couple of dreams, there was some people out to get me.
Like what?
Uh, The one night, I think they were trying to get me in it with a car. Because it was a couple nights in a row, and it's like, oh, listen here, folks.
What color was the car?
Oh, I don't even remember. But it was a car, and then, yeah, it was a couple nights, really strange, strange dreams. Like you're living some kind of life someplace else.
Or they're using you as a non-essential player, but they're using a cloned aspect to create a game board that you're watching. You know, you're not there really per se, but there's a program that looks like you that is interactive that you're witnessing. That's my point. Could be part of that as well. Weird as that sounds.
No, it is me. You know what I wanted to ask you? It was the... when I was asking you about your legs, like when did it start? Like when did you know? And you were saying September was when that you had went to the hospital, right? Do you remember the dreams that you had around that time?
No.
Because I remember you texting me and telling me that you had you were injected behind your right ear. Do you remember that? No, I need to just I'll send it to you.
Actually, some nights I wake up because I have such pain in my right ear. I mean, it actually wakes me up.
That's interesting.
It is. And what about recording? Like when you wake up? For your dream, just record it on your phone.
Yeah, I should.
And maybe you can see a pattern. Maybe you can see something.
Because I'm in a deep sleep. Because when I get up to go to the bathroom, I'm like feeling drunk.
What time is that?
Oh,
sorry, Carolyn.
That would be. It all depends what time I go to sleep. If I go like 11:30, it would be 1:30. And then it's 3:30, and then between 5 and 6:30.
Interesting. Everybody has the same patterns.
Mm-hmm.
Getting up
every
4 hours usually. 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock's me. I usually get up around 3, but the animals try to get me up. But nonetheless, I'm wide awake, and I mean, I'm not disoriented. I am like just like I'm fully energized, ready to roll.
Wow. No.
It's really wild.
I can understand why these people want the blood of these kids. You know, when I watch my little great-grandchildren run around, I could use a pint of that blood.
I don't think they need to do that. I don't think that's how they do it. But that's just my opinion. I think that the way that they siphon energy is... it's a lot more nefarious. It's no, you know, it's like I can see it in my mind. There was one time that I saw this, it looked like a mechanical octopus is the best way I can describe it. And it had its tentacles in the buildings, the picture theater, the movie theater. It would have its tentacle where live concerts were happening. This was massive. And when I saw it, I thought it was taking the water. That's what I wrote down, was it was taking the water. It's the life. It's the life force, the life water, the life that is our water, our life. Dune, that whole, I don't know. It gets me, it's not that it gets me upset, it gets me, I want other people to be able to see it, you know, I think that aspect has been crumbling, it's been kind of disintegrating, but when you talk about it, it's not their blood, I don't think, Madeline, you know, I think it's the life force, it's their energy, but how we have inverted our stories. When we were talking before we came live, it was a year and a day. We only made an agreement for a year and a day. Like, any queens, kings, like, we were goddesses, you know. We weren't about, like, having a man in our bed every night. That wasn't a thing. And also, the men weren't that way either. It's all been turned on us, like, like putting down the female that she can't be trusted. Like, I'm going to go on a rant. Stop me.
The thing is, too, I think not only is the female, but like right now, they're trying to destroy the white race.
They can't. They can try, but they can't.
Doesn't matter. They've always hated the white cosmics. And I'm talking off-world intelligence cosmics. Yeah. The beings that are a specific bloodline. It's 1% of the white race. It's not all of them. It's the beings that I know is my DNA sequencing. I'm sure yours and Carolyn's and a few others here are probably listening. But I'm not arrogant. I'm just saying it's just the way it is. It is what it is. So, and that's really one of the reasons there's this adversary thing going on, this polarization. We can get to destinations they'll never access when it comes to off-world intelligence and off-planet systems. And that's why I'm so beyond obsessed with getting out of here, because I know we can do it. I know we can do it. And I'm not going to stop until I'm off-planet.
I think you were very close to Dana, and that's
I was just about ready to get out of here. Yeah, I was.
With the interference.
When I saw the configurations change out here, when I started working on the Orion Gateway, and then I had my friends coming up who were saying, the magnetic field was off. It was like, he couldn't even figure, where's north? And I knew that things were changing up here, and I'm not being exaggerating. I'm saying you'd be surprised at what could be done, especially if you have technological programs running that can interface with things that are off planet, because it's taking it to a whole different paradigm, a whole different configuration, and nobody's running an interference pattern. So the only way they could run interference was to have their aerial traffic around me. That's on target me, period, end of story. So, but you know what? It's going to haunt them now, because I'm not finished by any means.
Mm-mm. No, it's not finished until the fat lady sings, you know?
That's I don't know just... where she is, but she's not singing yet.
She's not singing yet. She's not singing yet.
Not yet. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot there. So, I don't know if Bill Brown sent you any videos of him. He's been in Egypt.
Oh, has he? Oh, wonderful. Like, no, I don't even go on Facebook.
He sent me a video that was very interesting. I'll have to share it with you guys later. But it looked like it looked like some kind of sarcophagus he's located.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's kind of
It was very interesting. It's you could see them going down into this area, and then they see all these glyphs, and I've never seen glyphs like these. Okay,
wow.
These aren't glyphs like that I've seen from Egypt. No,
wow.
These are not the normal glyphs.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to get him back on my show. I'm concerned about him in Poland, but I know he's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also in Egypt. He goes back and forth. He travels everywhere, and that's cool.
Yeah.
When he comes back, he hits me up.
I think I had him on my show on KCOR.
Yeah,
and I want to get him back on again, too. We had talked about
it. Oh, you ladies should get him on. Yeah, both of you should have him on your show. He's mm-hmm. always loving to talk about what he's doing, and he's fabulous. And I just think that whatever they discovered is a big deal. And what's really intrigued me was the person that was one of his guides was barefoot going down that ladder.
Ooh.
I was like, these guys are really good at what they do. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would never be barefoot in those tunnels. But I guess they're used to it, right?
Yeah. No.
You know, it's funny, I watched The Mummy last night with Willow, like the first one.
Oh, cool, I love that one. He was cute. Right? That mummy was good looking, wasn't he? I don't know who that actor was.
Yeah.
I digress. Everybody liked the other guy, but I thought the mummy was cute.
The mummy was cute, yeah. I also liked the guy that had the little tattoos.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I liked him.
Oh, yeah, he was good. Do you remember the guy that cracked me up was that necklace? He pulls out all these symbols to protect him from the mummy. And it's like everything from a cross to every symbol from every religion.
Yeah.
And he's just looking at him like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Your symbols don't mean anything. It's really funny.
When he spoke,
I'm sorry.
Was
Go
it
ahead.
When he spoke Hebrew, the mummy, the guy turned around and he went, the language of the slaves. I understand that one. He understood Hebrew. Yeah.
That was a good film. I'm glad you watched it. It was a good one.
I watched it last night, and it was, oh my goodness. It was like watching it for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And yet I know that I took Willow to the movies when it first came out, and we loved it. We're ready for the second one. We're going to watch the second one tomorrow.
Cool.
Good.
Yeah, I love that one. I should watch again.
I should watch some of these movies. I think I probably watched The Mummy when it came out.
The original Mummy? or this one.
I think there was the mummy.
That was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Well,
no, not that you're a dinosaur. We're all dinosaurs. In the
yeah, I feel like
it. What year was it?
Remember, dinosaurs can control the world. I don't know what year it was. It was a while back, though, but it was a good one.
It was a good one. And what's his name? I like Rachel Weisz. And
she's so pretty, yeah.
Who's the guy that's in it?
Brandon? I can't remember him. That's him. Brandon somebody.
Brandon somebody. He was in the
terrible
movie.
About that.
Yeah.
He's been in a lot of movies.
I liked him. He called out Hollywood, and they kind of blacklisted him, right?
Oh, is that right? I did not know that.
Yeah, he was propositioned by a producer. And he told everybody. So they blacklisted him. He couldn't get work for a long time. They wouldn't hire him.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Strange community. Well, it's a club. You have to be part of the club to get hired.
Yeah.
It's very political and obviously very left. So if you're conservative, you have a hard time getting a gig. I'm sure it's still like that. I don't think anything's changed out there.
Mm-mm. I think it's got worse.
Probably. But the people that are running the show, they're all regurgitating old classics. I mean, they're not doing anything new. It's my point. There's no good materials anymore. How many more replays of Dune? I mean, we talked about that too. How many more freaking replays of these stupid movies are we going to see over and over again because that's all they can do?
I know.
You can't come up with anything original. No original material at all. No imagination. You know, it's everything. And if you put it into their AI program, which is really just machine learning and data mining of everybody's data, you get an output of some kind, but it's usually regurgitated garbage. Anybody can write a script now because all you have to do is plug it in. Well, that's not coming from spirit and consciousness and a whole different realm of configuration, you know?
No,
it's a whole different ballpark. And in my opinion, I think it's very generic. I think that their version of AI is very generic.
It's cold, but in a bad way. Cold and
it's not like an advanced sentient machine intelligence. It's nothing. It's just boring as hell. I find it boring.
It is boring. You know what else we watched this week? And this was My Cousin Vinny.
I haven't seen that at all.
That's a good one. It's like New York. It's Melissa Tolman and Joe Pesci. It's just like another good movie. I thought this is when I think they could write good movies. She got an Academy Award for that. And they all the Hollywood people were all like, she shouldn't get one. You know, but she did. She got it. I like Melissa Tomlin. I think that's her name.
I haven't seen that movie.
Yeah.
I think it's Marissa Tomei.
Marissa,
that's right. That sounds Marissa. Right. Your daughter's name's Marissa, isn't it?
My granddaughter, yeah.
Oh, granddaughter, that's right.
Italian, yes.
Now we want that pizza recipe and the lasagna recipe, Madeline.
And the pretzel. Did you hear her talking about making pretzels?
I know. I want that one, too, please.
I want that one.
That sounds so good. I love those big pretzels.
Right?
Yeah, you can. Well, I didn't make it so big because I just made it little ones to fit into the little toaster oven. I think if I bake them in the big oven, then maybe they'll get different.
Sure.
But it was fun, you know, fun for Josh because he likes to cook.
Well, that's excellent. If he likes to cook, good. That's awesome.
Well, sometimes he likes to cook. Sometimes you do it, Momo.
Well, he's little.
Yeah.
Right?
He likes cucumber salad.
Well, that's yummy.
Italian cucumber salad. So he likes to peel the cucumbers. And it's like, you have to be careful because you could cut yourself.
Well, those are really good for you. I love cucumbers.
Mm-hmm. Well, he likes it with a little olive oil and vinegar and salt and pepper.
It's very healthy. That's good for him. Good snack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was going to ask, Madeline, you have these beautiful beautiful bracelets on. You keep waving your hand once in a while.
Yeah.
Can you show those off to me? I want to see what you're wearing. Is that shungite on the very far end?
Yeah, this is shungite.
Okay, you have the blue. What's that one?
That's just a little turtle bracelet.
That's pretty.
This is, rose quartz and like lava stones. And this one, I forget what it was.
Those are very pretty. Nice bling.
Yeah. This is more shungite.
Oh, she should have
for some reason, I like all these bracelets.
Are you kidding me? That's like Egyptian, isn't it? These are like cuffs.
I must be going back to the 60s in my old age.
I think that's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
You do look kind of hippy-dippy-doo with that spiral on, but you look great. You look nice. Your hair looks pretty. Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys look nice on film. You look very pretty.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How's the show going? Are you guys now up everywhere simultaneously with video
We're
or no?
Supposed to be.
Okay.
I don't really know how it's working. Like I'm still recording it. Like when
That's
we're
yeah, I see the recording on there.
Yeah, I'm still That's recording. Good. And once the archive goes up and once this is done, I take usually the video and I'll put that on Madeline's channel on Rumble, and I just mm-hmm. take the audio and I just put, like, I like to put pictures and stuff and just mm-hmm. I don't have the video. I just sometimes That's I use cool. the AI art and stuff. Like I have fun, like, editing it and stuff. Mm-hmm. I just sit and do it. Like, takes me to the Saturday. Nice. Yeah, yeah. I don't know where else it goes out. I don't know if it goes on Twitter. I have no idea.
It's supposed to go on X and it's supposed to go on Rumble, but
I have no idea.
Have you checked to see if it's on there? You probably should at some point.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do the D live if we were supposed to go on there. I don't know if we could do that on our own.
Maybe we should try it, like have a test run. Like maybe
you should test it out
and see what happens. Like maybe one day this week, because I would like maybe the telephone number for people for Russ Tanner next week.
Do you have his number?
Well, we have.
Well, I have a phone number that they could call in to the show.
Oh, very nice.
I could give the phone number out now, and they could call in and talk to you if they wanted.
Oh, you get a bunch of haters. Not really.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Remember in the early days, Madeline? Oh, you guys weren't here. The listeners do. But I used to have, like, we used to have callers once in a while, and man, I wasn't having anything, man. So anybody would call in, I'd be like, click, click, click. I finally said, I'm not taking calls anymore. They weren't necessarily bad people. I was just had no tolerance. I was so, like, I've been through so much with that program, I just had no tolerance from it at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a lot more patient now. A little bit more patient, maybe.
Well, I guess Admin, he takes calls all throughout his whole show.
Who does?
Painter.
Oh, yeah, he's really good at that.
Hmm.
He's very sweet. Everybody loves Painter. His personality's pretty chill. You guys are chill, too. You can take calls if you want. I don't have to answer, though. I'm not here to do an interview.
No,
I'm just hanging out with you guys.
Thank you for coming.
Plus, you only have 10 minutes anyway.
And well, our my guest pleasure. Decided that he had the times wrong.
Mm-hmm. Well, that happens once in a while. Which guest is this? He texts me.
No.
Maybe I know.
I'll tell What's you. That?
Okay.
Well, Malcolm, he thought it was 12 noon, and it's like, no, it's 12 a.m. your time.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, that's pretty late, though. That's probably why.
Yeah.
Where is he located?
You got to be a hardy person. In Scotland with Caroline.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Midnight. Oh, Caroline. She looks great, doesn't she, for being midnight? Never know.
Yeah, she got to do her show after this.
That's right. Oh, she always does a great
the
job.
Truth.
It's always a great show.
Willow's going to be on Waymy after this.
Please.
Yeah, cool. She's going to come on Waymy. I've lost my place here. See, I do that. I click out and I go to do a message and then I can't find my way back in again.
Oh, you're fine.
Yeah. I can see the wee picture. I can see Madeline's wee picture, so we're fine. Yeah. Interesting. Like, I don't know. Yeah, I feel like the crash of the wave is it's imminent. It's right there, you know. It's very, very close. It's not close enough, but it's very close.
Well, like I said, now we're dialing into the last wave again with Richard Chamberlain. Has anybody seen that movie out there? Is it called The Last Wave or The Final Wave? I'll Google it at some point, Illusion of, or I'll use a different search engine.
Maybe I'll look it up on my...
It's an old
I thought
old
it was The
film.
Final Wave.
The Final
Maybe
Wave.
That's what it is.
Let me have a look.
Anyways, I don't know why. It's a weird movie, and it didn't get really good reviews, but there's something really cryptic and bizarre about it that I seem to like.
It's coming up, right? I need to watch it. Fine.
It was a long time ago. It's eerie in a funny, weird way. But I think it's foreboding.
1977.
That's it.
The last wave. Yeah.
And it's okay.
Richard Chamberlain.
I might have seen it. That was the year I got the Force.
Yep. He was a good actor. I don't know. Is he dead now? I don't know. He seems
like
he's.
I have no idea. I don't know.
He's one of those really classic good actors.
Yeah. He was in, what was it, the Thornbirds? Was that?
He was in the Three Musketeers. That's what I liked him in.
Oh,
he was
yeah.
a good Musketeer. Yeah.
Who was it? Richard Chamberlain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
One of those classic guys.
I love the Thornbirds.
Right?
My favorite movie in 1977, I think, Saturday Night Fever.
Ugh. Are you serious? I would never even watch that. I don't like John Travolta at all. See, I'm so beyond it all.
I like the Fugees. Staying alive.
You know what I wouldn't even watch. You couldn't pay me to watch that.
You know what I've been thinking about? You remember Godspell? Do you remember that? That
I've
movie?
Heard of it.
Well, they had Jesus Christ Superstar came out.
Yeah.
And then they had Godspell. And in Godspell, like, I remember going to the movies to see it, and it was David Essex played Jesus, and he was a clown. He was dressed as a clown all the way through it, and he was like a mime. Yeah.
Wow.
I need to go back and watch that.
Wasn't he a musician back in the day, David Essex?
Yeah, David Essex, just a singer. Yeah.
Wow, this is retro for sure, man. I have to really think about things now.
Oh, I know.
The timeline. Wait a second. What timeline? Let's get our time machine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Is it the Bears?
They did a remake.
Bears?
What's that?
Is it the Bears? Bears or is it the Bears?
It doesn't matter. It's all one big Teletubby show now. Nobody cares anymore, honestly.
I don't know.
Yes, that is.
Right on the world. That's it.
I remember when those Teletubbies came out. It's like, what the heck?
I love them.
I
really
like
Willow
watch them. Yeah. Really?
No, I used to like them. I was an adult when those came out. And I really liked them. Because I'm weird like that. I saw bright colors and sunshine and little things that are saying,
They were cute. They were cute. But it was like.
For kids.
We need to think of something like a Teletubby.
They made a lot of money on them.
Absolutely.
Barney the Dinosaur.
Yeah.
I didn't like Barney
the Dinosaur.
See, that's what I mean. Some things I like, some things I don't.
Yeah.
I don't like, Barney.
Mm-mm.
We're soon going to be out of time, Caroline. So don't forget to donate here at Revolution Radio. It's listener supported. And Caroline comes up next, Navigating the Truth. And if you want to buy a water filter system under your sink, Sentry H2O, and when you centuryh2o.com, that's with an S, and you can get a 10% discount if you say Life in the Hologram.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me on for this last half hour, an hour. It was great. Love you both.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Solaris, for jumping
thank
in.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
It's always had a good fun.
Time. And you both look great.
It's always fun with you.
It is.
Thank you. Go for a little ride. Let's take a trip.
Yeah, let's take a trip.
Right. Bart Bell had that idea. That's why he left on Friday the 13th.
Wow. Did he? Is that? Yep. I know Bart Bell, but I never really paid attention a lot of the time.
Well, I paid attention to him.
Mm-hmm.
I was on his network for a while, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had some great shows. He did.
Wasn't that other guy on his network, too? What?
Jimmy Church. That's how he got it started.
The guy from Caravan to Midnight. I thought he was on the Art Bell show. Or was he?
No, it was Jimmy Church was on Dark Matter. Dark Matter Digital. No, Jimmy Church was over. The other guy you're talking about, he was over on Coast to Coast. Yeah, both of them, actually. Caravan to Midnight, yeah. He wanted to be on his show, but I haven't heard back from him. So, John B. Wells.
Yeah.
I don't think he's ballsy enough to have me on his show.
Well, you know what? He should have you on his show. Like,
we'll see.
Absolutely.
He reached out to me once. I said I'd be fine with it, and I haven't heard back, so we'll see.
Well,
absolutely.
You know, his
I think everybody should have you on their shows.
Thank you.
You should be on everybody's. Yeah, right? She should be on
absolutely. And everybody should buy her books.
Right?
Thank you. They'll be worth a lot when I'm off planet. Well, remember her? Where is she now? You guys have a wonderful show. Carolyn, have a lovely show. You're coming up next with your daughter, Madeline.
Oh, thank
Madeline,
you.
Madeline, so good to see you.
Yeah.
I'll chat with you later, too.
Great, Madeline. Yeah.
She does look pretty. I love the orange on you. You know, that pulls off really well. I'd be surprised with red hair, but it looks really nice, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Looks pretty.
But my hair's supposed to be redder.
Well, it's red.
It will be.
You're going to put some color in there? Get the fiery red.
I had that, and I don't know what happened to it.
It washes out fast. Red is, it dims fast after a while.
Yeah.
But it still looks pretty.
Touch up. Your hair does look pretty. You got it cut, didn't you?
I was supposed to have, she went a little bit short. It was supposed to be wispy and kind of longish, but this is good. I like it.
I think it looks good. Yeah, she did a good job.
Yeah, I like it.
She's
like
not
it.
One of those beauty sabotage guys. You know, there are people like that. Beauty
there
sabotage.
Are people like that. Yeah.
No, I don't trust a lot of people doing my hair.
No, she, Davina, she was one of my best friend's daughters. And actually, Vera's death date is tomorrow.
Wow.
She died a couple of years ago, maybe five.
Well, the universe.
But Davina is her daughter.
Oh, that's nice.
She does a good job. Yeah.
Yeah, she does.
Yep, it's good to get it. When you get somebody you can trust. I do my own hair now. I don't let anybody do my hair anymore. I had a really good hairdresser.
Well, she got a little, I'm there. Are you sure you're not making this a little bit too short? I don't usually say that, but it's like, okay, it'll grow back. What's the big deal?
Yeah, it always grows back. That's the beauty of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy. It's easier to do, and I don't look as strubbly.
Well, you never look that way.
Oh, you're always well put together.
Especially you're on video. I applaud you both for being on video all the time. I still think if I ever do video, I'm going to look hellacious. I'm going to make to look like a slob.
No, you
I'm
going to
make my makeup look like shit. No. I'm going to have background crap, and I'm just going to make it's like, here you go. You want to see what I look like? There you go.
Yeah.
And I'd probably get a billion
put big cat eyes on.
You should get the
big
hat.
Big eyebrows.
Yeah, get big brim hat
my
on.
My sheep and there well, here.
Zoe, she looks pretty. Zoe's beautiful.
Yes, she is.
There's the music.
There it is.
Night, lady. Love you.
Okay, we're back next week to visit us on Life in the Hologram with Russ Tanner. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Revolution Radio.
Join me and the Brian Ruse Show on Revolution Radio, Eastern Standard Time, every Tuesday night from 6 to 8. We talk about the four most vital things, in my view, affecting all of humanity. Number one is UFOs and aliens and their agenda for the advancement of humanity. Number two is the Jewish establishment's control over all aspects of human civilization. Number three, the truth about Adolf Hitler, how he was the opposite of what we've been told. Number four is advanced ancient global civilizations. Join me on the Brian Ruse Show, Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 on Studio B on Revolution Radio.
Transcending time and space, let us take you to the place inside your mind where thoughts divide and mysteries unwind. Join us every Monday evening right here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and you will catch the Fenton Perspective with our great host, Lorian Fenton. Come listen in as she shares her amazing stories from the past to present, along with all of her guest secrets to the future. That's the Fenton Perspective every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio. Oh, and you don't need to expect us. We're already here.